Good and Erev Shabbos, everyone. It is not Friday, it is Erev Shabbos, and we are here to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Big thank you to our series sponsor, dear friends, men in support of Fishman, as a schutz for Chayiv Grassi for a Fredel. In memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, and David Aryeh, this morning, this afternoon, today's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is also sponsored for the Fuah Shlema of Esther Tehila Bas Aryeh Tzipora, and all those who are ill may they have a complete, a speedy, and a painless Refuah Shlema. It is almost a siren, it is almost Shabbos. It is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Now, in many ways, this may seem and feel like an ordinary Friday, an ordinary Erev Shabbos, but it is everything but. Today is not just Friday. It's not just a regular Shabbos. Even though Rosh Hashanah does not begin until Sunday night, it really, in many ways, already begins now. This is the last Shabbos of the year. And as such, it is a special, special Shabbos. It is no ordinary Shabbos. Svasemis writes about this Shabbos. He writes in the Tzavim, Shabbos gives us strength. Shabbos gives us hope. Shabbos gives us optimism. Shabbos gives us time. Shabbos gives us breathing room. Shabbos gives us energy. Particularly this Shabbos, which is the last one of the year. Isa, the Yerushalmi, says in Tainus, Elu Mishamra B'nai Yisrael Shabbos, if Klai Yisrael would only celebrate two Shabbos, immediately we would be redeemed. And we've shared so many messages. Some say the two Shabbos we have to observe to be redeemed are Shabbos Chazon and Shabbos Nachamu. Others say that on any given Shabbos, there are two Shabbos, the Aseh and the Los Aseh. There are the 39 creative labors we have to avoid. And then there's the positive element of Shabbos that we have to create. However, here the Sfasemis says, Apshat, Svasema suggests, you know which two Shabbos we have to observe if we want to be redeemed? A personal redemption to discover who we are and who we could be, and a collective redemption because we long for the Geula. Al kalponim b'Shabbos shebesof hashana tzrichin ledavik bo, v'gam b'Shabbos shebetchilas hashana hachadasha. The two Shabbos we have to observe to feel redeemed are the last Shabbos of the year and the first Shabbos of the year. Each of these have their own role, their own place. Each of them have their own avoda, what we're meant to do. So, chaver, this is no ordinary Shabbos. This is not just, oh yeah, the last Shabbos until Rosh Hashanah. Rest up, eat well, we have Rosh Hashanah coming. Shabbos itself is pregnant with possibility, filled with opportunity. This is the last Shabbos of the year. It is the Shabbos to take stock in the year, to think about the year that we had, to take pride in what we got right, what we accomplished, how we grew, to take pride in the Erev Shabbos and the Shabbos as we've experienced, and also to identify where we need work, how we have to grow, what Kabbalah we're going to take upon ourselves. Next week will be the first Shabbos of the year, the Shabbos of Shabbos Shuvah, of Aseret Simei Tshuvah, first Shabbos of the year that will set the tone for the entire year that follows. It'll be the opportunity to apply all of our new Kabbalahs, all of our new intent. As the Pasuk says, Svasemis points out, Vayivarach l'kim es yom ha-shvi'i, u'matzinu mishu mevorach yesh bo bracha b'biyah u'v'yitziyah. Shabbos is described, Vayivarach l'kim es yom ha-shvi'i, God blessed the seventh day. Shabbos is filled with bracha. It is, we say in our davening, the makor bracha. Shabbos is the source of all bracha. If you fly through Shabbos, if you don't long for Shabbos and you can't wait for Shabbos to end, if you don't have Shabbos and observe Shabbos, then you're missing such a bracha in your life. Shabbos is that bracha of time together, of restoring our sanity, of unplugging and disconnecting to connect to what matters. We know how much we long for and what Shabbos means. It is filled with bracha. It is the makor bracha. Says the Sfas Emes, anytime something is filled with bracha or has bracha, it has bracha bibia ubiitzia. It is bracha coming and going. As we just read last week in last week's parsha, baruch ata bevo'echa, baruch ata b'tzeisacha. Blessed in your coming, blessed in your going. When we want blessing in both directions. Blessing in coming, blessing in going. So Shabbos b'vo'o nosein bracha kedusha l'vnei Yisrael. So next week Shabbos will give the bracha to the whole year that will follow. Everything follows the beginning, everything follows the head. So the first Shabbos of the year will set the tone for all the Shabboses of the year that follow. However, b'chein b'tseiso, ze kiddush v'havdala. This Shabbos is the Havdalah, the disconnect from the year that was. The final Shabbos of the year, we're going to capture and bottle, we're going to reflect and introspect, we're going to hold on to and choose what to let go of the whole year. It's the Havdalah from the year that came before. And next Shabbos will be the Kiddush of the year that is to come. As the Zohar says in Truma, Yesh simcha l'mala b'knisa Shabbos v'yitzia Shabbos. Both when Shabbos comes in and when it goes out, there's Kiddush, there's Havdalah, there's joy. So this is the last Shabbos of the year, the Havdalah of the year. Next Shabbos will be the first Shabbos of the year, the Kiddush of the year. V'Shabbos Hayotzei B'Sof Hashanah Masher Bracha B'Knisa V'Yitziah. As I talked this fast, Emes, that is the beautiful, beautiful insight. So it feels like an ordinary Shabbos, cooking and shul and all the usual, right? Wrong. We have to be mindful and aware it is the last Shabbos of the year. This is a chance and an opportunity to direct our Shabbos conversations at the Shabbos table. Let's collectively reflect on the year. Let's talk about the year that was. What are the highlights? Which were the best Shabboses? What were the best Shabbos meals? What were the best Shabbos guests? What were the best Shabbos conversations? Let's talk about the year that was. And let's pull out the highlights we want to hold on to. Let's talk about what we want to let go of and work on and improve. Sfasemis also writes in Nitzavim Tafresh Nun Hey, a couple of years earlier, he heard from the Zayd, the Chiddush HaRim, Shenikva Parshas Nitzavim Basof HaShama. The Parsha of Nitzavim comes at the end of the year. Kishayetzim Aparnas Laparnas also some Matseva. Kemochen B'choshana Yesh Hanhagam Yuchedes. The reason we read Parshas Nitzavim, Nitzavim means to stand upright, to stand firm. But Nitzavim comes from the same word as Matseva. A Matseva is a monument. We read Nitzavim the end of the year to place a monument to the year that was. Tov Shin Pei Beis. What does Tav Shin Pei Beis mean to you? We're about to go to Tav Shin Pei Gimel. But what is Tav Shin Pei Beis? What happened this year? Any simcha in your life? Chas v'shalom, any loss in life? Were dreams realized? Or did they not happen? What was this year? Nitzavim. What is the matseva we give, we create to honor and to remember and to commemorate the year that was? Our years can't blend or bleed into one another. They're not supposed to just flow one into the other, that we just don't remember. Oh, that decade. Oh, that half century. Oh, that whole lifetime. It's all one big blur. It all blends together. We have to place these markers, these milestones, these matzevas. A matzeva says that year ended. What's the matzeva? What's the nitzavim? How do I capture that year? What is included in that year? And now I begin the next year. We have to create dividers. Dividers in order to break apart the year, the timeline, and not only the timeline for the sake of maintaining time, but breaking apart the timeline so that we can honor and recognize and appreciate the elements that happened within it. And we have to strengthen ourselves, says the Sfas Emes. As it says, Ilusham Yisrael Shabbos Achas Karo Im Yad Nigalan V'Yichola Shabbos Shaterachem. The Beis Yisrael, the Hilge Beis Yisrael writes, Inyan Shabbos Achronim Hashana Nitzorach Lassos Cheshbon HaNefesh V'Yichola Shana Sha'avra. This is when we take stock. We do a Cheshbon HaNefesh. We build and we create a Matzeva of that last year. B'Svarim Shabbos Kol Yotzeis B'Chol Yom Shuvu Banim V'Vadei Be'elul V'Shabbos Achron Tzorach Kolecha D'Hargish Zabas Kol. Every Shabbos the Heavenly Voice goes out and it calls to us, come back home, return to your roots. And certainly this last Shabbos more than any. It is a Shabbos of return, it is a Shabbos of coming back, it is a Shabbos of restoring, but it's also a Shabbos of awareness of the year that was. So this Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim, the end of Tav Shin Pei Beis, our last Shabbos, the last Friday being turned into an Erev Shabbos. Make the most of it. Let this Friday not be Friday. This Friday, if we turn it into Erev Shabbos, we end the year with a bang. We could start the year on a high, and everything can follow after that follows. Let the Nitzavim be a Matzeva. Let's place a monument and a marker. Let's take stock. Let's have conversations. Let's be nostalgic, and let's remember. And let's promise and pledge and plan for how we come out of the gate next Shabbos, next year, the first Shabbos of the year, that everything will follow from there. Wishing everyone a sweet, a healthy, a happy and a holy Shabbos, and wishing everyone a ksiva chasima teiva, a good gebenched yor. Oh, yay, Shabbos. A covered Shabbos kodesh. Oh, yay, a covered Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos, everyone. Go get ready.